Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Squad, the podcast from the military children's charity Little Troopers. My name's Katie Thistleton. I'm a TV and radio broadcaster and a mental health ambassador.
And my name's Tom Smith. I'm a military child turned professional rugby player.
Squad is the podcast home of all things military for teenagers who have one or both parents serving in the British Armed Forces. We've already covered loads so far this series, from schools to families and friendships. But in today's episode, we're going to do something a little bit unusual.
I know firsthand that life for each military teenager looks different. You could be living pretty much anywhere in the world with crazily unique day-to-day lives.
But as a civvy, I really wanted to get a taste of what an ordinary day could look like. So Tom and I spent some time scouring Britain to find a youngster who was willing to give us a taste of a standard day in the life of a military kid. And that is why, in this episode, we're heading to the very north of Scotland to enjoy a day in the life of Dominic.
I live in Elgin, which is near RAF Lossiemouth, in the north of Scotland.
That's Dominic. He's 14 years old. When he says north of Scotland, he really means north. John O'Groats, one of the most northerly points in Britain, is only a few hours' drive away.
I'm assuming you can tell from my accent, I'm not from Scotland. I'm from Leeds, but moved up here quite young. I live with my mum, dad, and my brother, and a cat and a dog, which is interesting. They don't get on. I'm also autistic, which will come into play, but I'll talk about that later. Because some of my family are from Leeds, most of them still live there, but my grandma did move up last year, and so that makes life easier. We get to see them more often, but most are down in Leeds, so I don't see them too much, which is a shame, I guess, but sometimes it has its benefits when you're just not feeling socialised and you don't have to.
You're listening to Squad.
We gave Dominic a microphone and asked him to capture the sounds of his life. He brought us along to his school, his favourite place to hang out with friends, and of course his home, which is where we find him first. He told us about his military family.
So anyway, it's my dad that's in the military and he's in the RAF police. And for quite a while, he's been based in RAF Burma. So yeah, and they come home every 2 weeks on a weekend, maybe once a week. And when he comes back, it's always great until you get back one day and then goes back off again, which isn't fun for me or my brother, but you just have to deal with it. We cope pretty well with it. We just kind of deal with and get on. If there's problems, we'll try and solve it. But one good thing about COVID was there was a lot of working from home, so we stayed here for a lot more of it than it should have. So COVID has benefited me amazingly. I've got autism, which basically it means a lot, but in the military the biggest change that it can have is that I can't deal with short-term changes. I need planning ahead, I need told ahead if something's going to change, and that doesn't really work in the military. if I'm lucky, I'll get some notice and all go to plan, but I plan in my head. I just decide if I'm going to cope with it, how I cope anyway, is the worst will happen, therefore you're prepared. Which is not a good way of looking at it. But, I mean, if it keeps me, it just keeps it from getting worse, I suppose, if you're already there.
Armed with his microphone, Dominic gave us a tour of his house.
We don't live in a military house anymore because we don't have to. Which is always fun, although, so we live in a two-bedroom house on a house and estate. Basically, the house is just, you come in into that porch area, I suppose, and from the outside it looks nothing special, just like a house, really. White walls, but that makes it sound more modern than it is, than what it feels like. So yeah, just a basic house, not special. Military houses are a bit different, but they've got similar area size to it, except most are about three bedrooms.
Dominic also has a very special room in his house that was renovated, so he has a space for his hobby.
I'm in my podcast studio, which is where I record most of the podcasts.
That's right, Dominic is a podcaster.
It's pretty fun. I've got my desk, I've got windows. At the back, one window, it's kind of like tall. Size of a bathroom, because that's what it used to be. Over here, I've got my computer. And I've got soundproofing around, and I've got a TV up at the top. Right, we're in another episode of the podcast, guys, and
We've got another guest, as we'll be getting used to now. Hopefully this can keep on going. Can you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, sure, Dom. Yeah, my name's Lee Sanson.
If you want to hear what he records in his podcast studio, just search for The World According to the Autistic Kid. But stay with us now as we find out more about Dominic's life near RAF Lossiemouth.
You're listening to Squad.
There's quite a few military houses here, actually. There's like a huge section, but I say huge, huge compared to the village, of military houses. It's normalised enough that it's nothing special if you're a military child or even in the military. That everyone gets on usually because it's just another person, unless it's online and then you see all the debates about getting rid of it or keeping it, whatever, which is special. But yeah, Scotland's fun, I suppose. It just makes watching football a lot harder. What I really love though is how easy it is to get our friends. It's not like I have to go ages because it's such a small place. I can walk there. It's just the only downside is there's not too much to do here. You could play football maybe, which is all that you really do, and yeah, there's not too much here. In the town centre, there's like all the shops, obviously, kind of closing down though, because of COVID-19. There was a game that closed down. We've just got a Greggs. We're far back in the past, and we've got all the north, like some clothing shops and food, obviously, because we're not that isolated. If I'm honest, though, there probably wouldn't be that many people if it weren't for the military, because it does bring quite a few people. Yeah, RAF Loss is huge.
Of course, a place where Dominic spends lots of his time is his school.
So I live a decent, I'd say a decent walk away from my school, which you can walk, but you can also get away with getting driven because I'm lazy like that. To be fair, I'm kind of lucky in that I've not moved too much compared to most people. I think I've been to like 2 primary schools and secondary school. So yeah, I'm kind of lucky in that. Don't like it though. In Scotland, primary is P1 as primary 1 to primary 7. And then secondary school is S1, for example, I'm assuming it means secondary 1, that's how I remember it, to S6. And I'm in S4 and I've been there the whole time. I moved back up in primary 6, so I've been here for a while now. I think there's about 1,500 people at the school. I'm in S4, so it's the start of exam year, which we've just found out that we're doing exams. That's not fun though. Of course you do maths and English. I take PE, physics, modern, business. Unlike in England, they're not called GCSEs, it's called nationals. And I take all of National 5, which is what I can really take at this age. But yeah, I take the National 5s, then I think you're going to higher and advanced higher. That's like the progress of school instead of like A-levels and GCSEs. But I do some volunteering coaching outside of school, and that's what I plan on going into afterwards. And I suppose being in the military kind of has helped that I'll probably have to move anyway. Or that, yeah, it's unpredictable as a sport, and that's what I'm going to football coaching, which I've been kind of doing some volunteering with, which is really fun. Interesting with, like, when it's the smaller kids, because you've gone from trying to teach them football to just babysitting, but yeah. That's what I plan on going into, and maybe the military has helped with that. We'll have to wait and see. So, as I said earlier in this episode, I've got autism, which isn't fun, I suppose. And the school could have done a lot better. They've started to get better, like, when there's something that I just can't do, they'll start to listen to me. But for a while, I don't feel like they understood the military either, that makes it worse. Being military didn't really change anything in the school. We had one in primary school, one head teacher I remember, that was really good with it. Whenever there was something that I just was struggling with, even if it were just like the dad going on tour, for example, they'd be fine. They'd do what they could, but yeah, they left.
You're listening to Squad.
Okay, so that's Dominic's house, Elgin Town Centre, and his school visited. But where does Dominic go when he wants to chill or hang out with his friends?
At the weekend, I'll go play football and at the AstroTurf. That's what I've done over the summer, loads of football in the Astro, which is great fun. Most of my friends didn't even like football, but we'd go play that anyway. Only difference was, during the Euros, obviously, I was born in England before I moved up. Supporting England in Scotland is difficult. So the Astro has got one big green pitch in the centre. Next to it, there's a five-a-side pitch with the walls and that, which is funny to play on. When you think you've had a rubbish pass, but it'll just bounce back, so it's fine. And so, yeah, I love hanging out and playing football with friends.
For the final pit stop of the day, we headed to another of Dominic's favourite places for some downtime.
I go to the beach a lot as well, which is really fun. I say I do surfing, I haven't done it for a while, but yeah, surfing's fun. It can be cold at times though. And I love it, it's great fun. I wish I could just do that instead of school, but if you come with family, when family come up, that's what we do. That's one benefit. Yeah, we don't have to constantly talk to family. That's a benefit of the military. If you're just not feeling it, your excuse is you live miles away.
After a whirlwind tour of his life, we asked Dominic what he thinks of living in Elgin, being from a military family, and his hopes for the future.
Probably for autism growing up, it's a nice, easy place to live, which is something that I'll credit the military for. They didn't do it on purpose, but it's not too busy, but equally, it's not quiet, that there's nothing on. And it's, life is decent, I suppose, is the best way of putting it. I do my podcast, football, coach, and yeah, that is me. I'm happy with it. And I suppose the military helped that because I moved up and I've done it all. But the challenges are like when Dad's on tour, and I suppose some people can't deal with it. Well, I just kind of have because it's just a part of life. And advice I'd give is it will be fine. Whoever's posted will be fine. They'll come back. And if you genuinely want something bad to happen, if it does, you'll find a way through it. Because that's what you like. Everyone will. That's the goal, hopefully. And if I'm honest, as much as I like Elgin, I probably won't be living here when I leave school. I don't know where I will. I'll just go wherever gives me a job in football. You'll see me managing England to a World Cup final. That's where I check on me in 20 years.
He's got his eyes on a career in sport. Well, we have got a professional rugby player sat right here in front of us. So we have to ask Tom, what tips have you got for Dominic and other military teenagers who want a career on the pitch?
I think the main thing is to make sure you enjoy every session you do, whether that's rugby, football or any sport really. The only way you're going to get better, the only way you're going to develop is if you enjoy it, because naturally you'll put all your effort in and then let everything take care of itself.
Love it. Good advice. We heard Dominic talking about his autism and how it can make it even harder for him to cope with the uncertainties of military life, especially when his dad's deployed. Is that something you can relate to?
I definitely think I can relate to that. I was diagnosed young with OCD, which was heightened when dad was deployed away and spent a lot of time away from home. So I think it definitely can increase stress and make things a lot more difficult.
So obviously autism and OCD are different, but it sounds like there's a bit of a similarity there between you and Dominic, because you both struggle more when it feels like your situation is out of control. For example, when your dads are away and deployed.
I think with conditions such as OCD and autism, there's certain trigger points that can increase stress, anxiousness, and obviously parents being away is a massive trigger point.
How did you deal with it? Did you speak to anyone when you were younger?
So it was actually just for my teenage years, about 9, 10. I spoke and had help under CAMHS.
Oh, so that's Children and Adolescent Mental Health Services. So you sort of must have gone to your doctor and got referred.
Yeah. So I had some therapy sessions through there, and they kind of instilled some brilliant day-to-day coping mechanisms, which I use to date, really.
That's great. I love that you went and got that help so young. I think that's so important to do. Well, all in all, it sounds like Dominic has a lovely life set up. He's got a great family. He's got a nice house with a podcast studio, no less. He's doing well at school. He enjoys his extra hobbies like football and going to the beach. Have you got any particular fond memories from your years as a military teenager?
The best memory I've got is when Dad was away, and Hagee, Dad's very good mate, came over. He was really young at the time, probably early 20s, and just came around to play football. Literally took me out, played foot with me, took my mind off it completely. And I think it's little things like that as well that help massively, just try and provide some sort of normality when things are a bit difficult.
Why do I feel like already, like, Hagee's got good bants?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've just got a sense that Hagee's a bit of a lad.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
yeah, good bants.
Ginger man.
Yeah. I can just picture him. I can just imagine that he's who you want at a party.
Yeah.
He's who you want to go for a beer with, for sure. Well, that's all we've got time for today on Squad. A big thanks to Dominic for letting us spend a day with him. And thank you to you for listening. We'll be back with a new episode soon. But in the meantime, please follow and subscribe to Squad wherever you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Squad, brought to you by the charity Little Troopers and produced by TBI Media. To find out more about the work they do supporting the children of the British Armed Forces, visit www.littletroopers.net.